Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
And you're good vibes.
Got my voice cracking at 6 a.m.
585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? You guys got to tell us why. Are they not? Did you get your window broken last night? What else is new? Who's here, Breeze?
It's like a shock if you... Like, I would be more shocked to wake up and not see my window broken. Oh my gosh.
You know what it pisses me off is the cops installed this blue light cam in our parking lot 2 weeks ago, but it runs on solar. It hasn't worked since the first
Rockstar
day.
Rockstar hasn't seen sunlight since
October. Right, but they installed it in the middle of the winter.
Right.
What did you think was going to happen?
They're like, this only works in the summer. Thank you.
It only was on for the first 24 hours. It's been off ever since.
Yeah.
I'm like, that seems really...
We don't love that.
It's not very counterproductive.
No. So what? There, that's donezo. You can't find anything. You can't see anything. No one can help you.
They're supposed to be monitored 24/7.
They're shut off. So
that's why I'm over here playing Neighborhood Watch on the weekends when I should be sleeping.
When you really should be sleeping and getting some shut eye. You had a long weekend this weekend to really just relax, recharge, rejuvenate, and you were just sitting at your window with a BB gun.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's a pellet gun. So
what's the difference?
It's pellets, not BBs.
I don't know pellet nor BB. Never met him. So, guys, what's the vibe? What's been going on this morning? Is everyone okay? Jana's here, she says.
Jana.
Guys, it's so cold, but I'm feeling good. I'm trying to be optimistic and not let my seasonal depression get the best of me.
That's good. That's good.
Amazing. Amazing.
I can't let it do it. Guys, if it makes you feel any better, we really are halfway through winter. I know that sounds hard to believe. Spring is when? June something?
No. I think it's like March 22nd or something. So hang on. I just got and the biggest thing is February is a very short month.
Yeah.
So once we hit March, we'll be good.
But let's not wish our lives away here.
No. But if you're seasonally depressed,
move.
Get that paper chain countdown ready. Who else is here? Kelsey's here. She says, tried a new recipe last night. Absolutely crushed it.
Better girl.
Me too.
What'd you make?
Also did.
Asparagus.
I know. I made shrimp scampi last night.
How was
so
it?
So good.
I made a non-bread pizza.
And I'm when like, I say I made, I cooked the pasta and I bought the sauce pre-made. From Wegmans, Campbell's, check it out. It was actually really good though. High protein as well. I'm in my good vibes because my boyfriend made me cookies last night. That's from Nora. Wow, a lot of food talk this morning. Nora, we haven't actually heard from you in ages.
I know, where you been?
Are you still welding?
She only calls when she wants tickets.
No, literally.
She hits it and quits it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What about you? What's up with the vibes?
They're good. It's my birthday weekend. And
I know it sucks having a birthday on Monday.
I know. Birthday's on Monday. So I'm like, it's not going to top Vegas last year. It's just not. So I'm not that hyped.
Definitely
about
not.
It, but you know, it's still it's. I'll make the best of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like my birthday's in May like yours. The weather's nice,
right?
But anyways, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, and my buddy's coming into town tomorrow, so we're all gonna hang, go to dinner tomorrow night. I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to that. But overall, it's gonna be a fun weekend.
Yeah,
and you know, Bills game on Sunday, 6:30. They're playing the Chiefs. One more game, baby, until the Super Bowl. Breeze, are the vibes up?
Yeah, this person says, oh my God, not Nora sneaking back into the chat. Where have you been? Everyone's missing you, clearly. Yeah, vibes are good. I'm going to a comedy show tonight at Comedy at the Carlson.
Who is
performing?
So I'm
excited about that. His name's Joe Dombrowski. He used to be a teacher, and then he just was like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. And then he started doing comedy. And I think I don't know if it's like tonight. He's here for the whole weekend, but he's filming a comedy special.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. I'm excited to laugh.
Well, hopefully he doesn't threaten you into doing so.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully it's organic.
It's giving Ashley Gavin. not to name names, but Ashley Gavin scared me.
I'm pretty sure someone canceled her at this point.
Literally gun to head, laugh at my jokes. I was like,
And then afterwards,
was it too much? I was like, no.
She brought you backstage. She's so like, good. Did you like it? Did you like it? Yeah, I loved it. Don't hurt me or my family.
Literally, she's like, I will kill you. I'm like, oh my God, it was so funny.
You got to be a horrible comedian if you're yelling at the audience because they're not laughing at your horrible jokes.
It was really bad. And we even had her on the show, which was honestly way too generous.
yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, no. So I'm excited. I do like comedy. I talked about that a couple weeks ago. I went earlier in the month too. Just, you gotta laugh it out. If you don't laugh, you will cry. So might as well laugh. So I'm excited about that. And then the weekend's tomorrow. So cool.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning with Breezy and I. Otherwise, we'd just be talking to ourselves. And you know what? That's fine too. We're okay with that. Coming up. The second time my car has been hit, this poor girl, all these neighbors in Cobbs Hill Park, just the frustration is so real right now when it comes to vandalism in this city. Because it doesn't at this point really seem like anyone's taking anything.
Right.
It's just smashing windows. And I remember last Friday night, there was those 40 vehicles on Oxnard Street off Oxford Street off Park Avenue, and then 15 on East Avenue on Saturday.
Bad.
And around we go. That's coming up next. Thank you guys for the vibes. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You guys are not going to believe this, but residents near Cobbs Hill Park are on edge after a series of car vandalisms. This just took place last night, just days after 40 cars were vandalized across a ton of neighborhoods. Five more vehicles were targeted overnight in the Warner Park area, and one of the victims expressed her frustration, saying that's $200 that I'm going to have to spend for a new window once again. It's not the first time it's happened to this poor girl. I totally understand the frustration. And, you know, despite her parking in the driveway for added safety, the girl's car was still targeted. It's wishful thinking, I guess, but we want to believe that the driveway adds added safety, but it's not really the case. You know,
no, they don't. They don't care, unfortunately, because there's no consequences to their actions. So why would they?
Yeah. Taking valuables out of your vehicle so they're not visible. We also want to believe that that makes you less of a target, but it's not really the case, too, because after reading these stories, it doesn't look like theft anymore. It's just vandalism.
Yeah, it's just.
And authorities are urging anyone with information or videos or pictures that could help identify these whoever they are, they're asking you to contact 911. Is it possible it's the same offenders? Most likely.
Yeah, for sure.
Last week on the show, we spoke to Rochester criminal defense attorney Sarah Wesley, who says the laws are just very broken right now. And whoever is responsible for these break-ins are repeat offenders. And, you know, most of them are armed, she said. So you need to just be careful and not try to take matters in your own hands.
Right.
Because believe me, we know how frustrating this is. It's like the only thing that we feel pops up in the morning on the news.
Right.
You know, though, like I mentioned last break, the police installed a blue light camera in my parking lot 2 weeks ago. It stopped working on the first day because it's solar. It hasn't been on since. Like, why would you think that's a good idea in the middle of winter where we get no sun?
It makes zero sense.
I mean, the thing has just been sitting there. It's completely useless. It simply does not work. But listen, go see our friends at Mr. Glass. They'll take care of you. Day in and day out.
This is just an ad for Mr. Glass. Thank you so much.
No, but the guys are awesome because I've talked to them in all these cars that have been coming in. They've been very busy. That includes my car as well. They know most of those cars coming in. They're like, broken into. Yeah.
Yeah. They were putting, someone was putting their business cards in the broken windows.
It was probably
plot twist. They're hiring someone to just smash all these windows. No, I'm kidding. Obviously. Yeah. You know, I don't know how many times we're going to have to talk about this, but it's not looking good. You know, when I'm in a stressful situation, like, you know, the one I was in, what was it, last fall, two falls ago, getting my window smashed in.
Was it your windshield, too?
Oh, yeah. Windshield, window.
That's right. So they put Breezy on Channel 10 News, and all the comments that came in was because her registration sticker expired 2 years ago.
I know. Way to victim blame. Classic. Classic victim blaming. But when I'm stressed out about the car break-ins, I tend to want to watch Netflix and just relax and unwind. Can't even do that anymore.
No, you can't
even do that anymore.
No, it's really, really sad. So you guys can probably just say goodbye to Netflix and chill, especially if you're already broke.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you exactly why coming up next on PXY. Well, say goodbye to Netflix and chill, gentlemen. It's all over with.
See ya.
Just when you think you could save a buck by staying home and chilling with the girl of your dreams free of charge.
Netflix. You will be charged.
Yeah, they screwed all of us once again. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 25 for the high today. This is an outrage because Netflix is raising its prices once again. And the biggest hike is just their simple standard plan, which is going from $15.49 to $18 a month. Egg prices are one thing, but then when you start messing with our streaming services, that's when we riot. That's when we take to the streets.
And we're all in such a chokehold over digital consumption that we're like, or media, I should say. It's like,
Do you remember when Netflix was mailing you disc in the mail?
Yes. I thought I was like so cool. And the, right? And the slip that it was in was always like disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was,
I mean,
like,
it's
falling
going,
apart.
It's going through the mail from one side of the country to the other.
Yeah.
But you were responsible for watching that DVD and then mailing it back when you're done with it so Netflix can mail you a new one.
And then don't forget about Redbox. That still is a thing today.
Redbox is huge.
Which is crazy, right?
People still use it. You know, this is where Blockbuster, this is where they slipped up. Okay? Because they had the opportunity to do just this and go digital and start, I don't know, doing something similar that was close to Redbox.
They could have been a star. Or Netflix, you know, they really could have. If they just were innovative and adjusted with the times, they could have been a star kid.
So the standard ad-free tier is jumping from $15.49 to $18 a month. I remember when Netflix was $8 a month. The premium plan is going from $23 to $25. And the cost of adding an extra member to a primary account is going up too, from $7.99 to $8.99. I mean, this is bizarre considering.
So insane.
I mean, I was getting ready to surprise my parents with their own Netflix account because they keep kicking me off of mine.
Right.
But I can't do it anymore.
You simply can't afford it.
It's too much. I said, Mom, my hands are tied. I gave birth to you. I know, but I did most of the work. I had to swim through the channels to get out. So Netflix says, as we continue to invest our programming and deliver more value for our members, what value? Toy Story 4? What value? We will occasionally ask our members to pay a little more.
Occasionally.
So that we can reinvest to further improve Netflix.
I feel like this happens all the time.
Netflix also announced its biggest ever jump in subscribers. But by the way, this is what pisses me off. They just did $10 billion their last quarter.
Yeah.
That's the most in history they've ever done. They brought in $10 billion and then was like, you know what?
We need more.
We. I couldn't believe it.
So
I couldn't wrap my head around it.
You know what Netflix is to me? Netflix, there I said it. Netflix peaked in high school. Like, they're the jock that was just so cool and so popular. Everybody loved them.
But they didn't.
And then as you go on, you just see the downfall of them. Because if it was up to me.
What downfall? This is the most money they've ever made.
No, but I'm saying, like, if it was up to me, and I think that I can speak for a lot of people when it comes to streaming services, Netflix is not my first pick. It's not. It's convenient to have, for sure.
Yeah.
But
it's top of mind for most people.
It's not my first pick. I think what works with Netflix is the brand recognition and the brand visibility.
Which is why they leave.
Because they were the first ones.
In streaming.
But I'm not going to sit here and say, if I had to have one streaming service for the rest of my life, it would be Netflix. Not even for a second.
Yeah.
585-252-9800. If you were to have one streaming service for the rest of your life, which one would it be and why? Not, it's not Netflix for me. It's YouTube TV.
TikTok. Okay, we're done with that.
Yeah, no, we're done.
Netflix is literally dry humping the crap out of every single one of us. And I don't mean that in a pleasant way. This is an outrage. They make $10 billion alone in one quarter, but they still have the audacity to raise their prices. And we're just like, yeah, well, what choice do we have? We all need to come together and cancel our memberships just for one day. The same way we try to lower gas at the pumps. Okay, we're going to put together this big scheme where all of us, we're not going to go to the pump for one day, and then the prices are just going to drop like you wouldn't believe. But nobody does it because nobody could commit.
Right. We need to do what TikTok did to us over the weekend.
That's
just
right.
Shut it down.
That's
shut
right.
It down. Cancel your account. Well,
I don't know. Is it just me or is anyone else just sick and tired of paying money for their cell phone bill, their overpriced groceries, their streaming platforms, their healthcare that most likely is awful anyways, their insurance? I hate being an adult.
Yeah, no, it's tough. You know? It is tough. Some people weighing in what they would keep. If it was up to them, this person says, I agree with Breezy. Netflix is not my first choice. If I were to keep one subscription service for the rest of my life, it would be YouTube TV and OnlyFans, of course.
Yeah, right. That's what I use mostly every day is YouTube TV. You know what's even worse than Netflix? Amazon Prime. And even if you do want to watch something on Prime, you're still paying $2.99 for it. There's nothing good on Prime. Nothing.
Yeah.
And by the way, does Netflix even deserve more money after that debauchery of a fight that took place between Tyson and Jake Paul?
That's the other thing about it. Like, they're monopolizing these, like, pay-per-view things. Remember on, it was Christmas, I think, that they streamed one of the football games on Netflix? It was so weird. Like,
yeah, that was terrible, too. And I'm telling you guys right now, sooner or later, we're going to have to start paying to watch the Super Bowl.
And that's where I no longer watch the Super Bowl.
Mark my words. They will make us pay
because
to watch the big
game. Well, I don't know if they would because of ads, but if your team's not in the Super Bowl, you don't care. Like, you have no stake in the game.
A lot of people will continue to watch the Super Bowl, whether their team's in it or not. I mean,
I'm not paying for that.
Well, there's so many people that gamble their money away anyways, but it's just because everybody else is watching the big game. A majority of people they watch. And a majority of people watch because they like the commercials. I called my buddy in LA who works over at Netflix, is one of the producers. I said, dude, shame on you. He goes, I don't know what's going on.
No, I called them yesterday because I got like booted out of my account. It's my dad's account, but I added me under him, you know, because can't be in the same household, blah, 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 blah. So I called them to be like, what the hell is going on? They literally had a message that says, we have too many calls coming in, call back later. Like, what? Okay, same energy you get when you call 911.
Yeah, pretty much. They just don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's tough. Yeah. Lindsay is here. She says, I 100% agree with you guys. I pretty much finished Netflix. How do you finish Netflix?
And like, honestly, not to be whatever, their shows and movies are subpar. There I said it. They're subpar. Like, they're fine. But I've seen the same show shot three different ways.
No, I know. I've watched every single true crime doc that that platform has to offer. And
it's all the same ending. They all die. Yeah, like, everybody's all right, great. What's going on here? 98PXY.
I just feel really bad and awkward, Moose. And honestly, I think this girl like could have been the one. Genuinely, like truthfully, I don't know. I feel bad. I feel really bad.
Anywho, Peaks My Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. I don't know about all that. Yesterday, I did feel, when you bring it up, I felt like I was put in a vulnerable situation.
I had no idea, and I would have never intentionally did that, but I mean, the chips fell where they had to, and we had to run with it. So
yeah, right.
Guys, I lost sleep over this last night.
Good.
Genuinely. Yesterday, we had two beautiful guests in the studio, and we were promoting Sweatfest coming up this weekend. And I put their names in our prep sheet, and I told Moose they were coming in. And he's like, "Do you know these people?" And I'm like, "Never met them in my life." He's like, "Me neither. Don't know them either." I'm like, "Perfect." So the girls walk in, the women walk in, and Moose starts, "Oh my God, how are you? It's been years." The warm embrace. Like, and I'm shooketh to my core because I'm like, wait, he said he didn't know her. Like, what's going on?
The ass out hug.
Literally, the warm embrace. And I'm just like, what's going on? So we get through the interview, everything goes off without a hitch, and they leave, and I'm like, what the hell is happening here? You said you didn't know any of these people. He's like, well, and you can take it from here.
No, I just, the girl that came in was somebody that I used to date, and was, you know, I thought in my mind when I was 25, 26, I was like, oh yeah, I think I might be in love. I didn't know that she was coming in. I had no idea.
She obviously, her last name had changed. She has since gotten married.
Right.
Has a child.
Right. So when I saw her, the last time I had seen her was, you know, obviously before I moved away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, I was a little jarring. That's all.
No, for sure.
It just caught me off guard.
It was a very, dare I say, sticky situation to be in and navigate. But we got through it. And afterwards, I had a separate conversation with them because we were doing a longer-winded interview after the show.
Yeah.
And I asked her straight up. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know that you and Moose dated. She goes, oh, I wouldn't really qualify it as, like, dating. She's like, we, like, hung out. And I was like, wait, what? So then I'm spiraling because I'm like, someone's lying or someone has a different perspective.
Yeah, you know what it is? So
let's get vulnerable. I think vulnerable.
When I was in my early mid-20s, I think I was a completely different person. Obviously, as we grow, we change. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not for the better. I'm clearly a little bit more closed off than I used to be.
Right.
But I was way more vulnerable. I was in a position in my 20s where I was very open. I talked about, you know, hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Okay? I wouldn't call it love bombing. But if I really was into somebody, I would let them know.
With a beautiful gift or five from Things to Remember.
Right. And so I had that conversation with her. And the person I would say that I am now, where I'm like, you know, run.
Kick rocks.
Well, that's who she was.
And so I feel like the roles. You guys did a little Freaky Friday swap.
Yeah.
So.
But I was like, I was very, very much interested in her, and I had that conversation with her to try to take things to the next level, and she
shut it down.
Yeah,
she shut it down. She said absolutely not. She pumped the brakes fast. She pulled the e-brake.
When I went to go have that conversation with her, she goes, "All right, let's talk. Let's get this over with."
don't care.
I was like, "Oh, so that's how this is going to go." Okay.
So after all of these interactions, and I was gathering facts and, you know, all of the things. I was really, you had ended up leaving work for the day.
Yeah.
The girls had left.
Yeah.
And I'm spiraling, and I'm like, do I go talk to Danger? Like, do I
you gotta go talk to...
I know.
There's no reason.
Like, I mean, I was panicking.
There's no reason.
I was like, this is an HR violation. So then I go down the hall, and I talk to Kimmy from CMF, because she is my sounding board. She is, like, my older sister. She's everything to me. So I talked to her, and I was like, is it okay if I record this? And she's like, we're both on the radio, like, or being recorded at all times. You don't have to ask permission. So I recorded our conversation just in case, like, you were to come back and yell at me and be like, how dare you bring this woman in? How dare you reopen those wounds? And I'm going to play that for you.
Okay. Oh, great. Where is it?
It's I put it in the folder. It's, you know, that one folder. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So.
All right.
Okay, hit it.
Kimmy, I like have tea.
Okay.
Earlier today on the show, I've never met this woman. Apparently, Moose had never met this woman, or so he said. And she ends up coming in, and they're, like, reuniting, and they're hugging.
So they know each other.
They apparently they knew each other, but she has a different last name because she got married.
Okay.
I felt bamboozled, and he was like, oh, like, we used to, like...
So this is after she left.
Yeah. Revealed to me that they used to date. And I'm like, wait, should I not have brought her in? Like, kind
did
of...
Did you do something wrong?
Yeah, did I? Like, well, I feel kind of like, weird about it.
How did they react when they saw each other?
A warm embrace.
Okay. So, well, like, happy to see... Like, no awkwardness.
Not at all.
Like... Was, like, Moose happy to see her?
Like, he, how like, did he seemed feel? Really happy.
Yeah.
It's not that she didn't seem happy, but,
she,
like...
She didn't have the same kind of, like, thrill of seeing him again. Do you think that bothers Moose?
I don't know. I mean, like, she had a massive rock on her finger. She's married. She has a kid. And he said that that was the love of his life at one point.
Okay. But you don't think...
I asked her. I said, did you guys date in the past? She goes, we went out to dinner a couple times.
Just, like, a casual...
Uh-huh.
Okay. So... She could be playing it down, or we could be seeing a situation where Moose thinks he's more important as a person in her past than he actually is. It could be one of those situations like he sees her as the one that got away, but to her it was just a casual dinner.
Dinner at Applebee's.
And that maybe she even like forgot about at some point until she saw him again. Like, I don't want to hurt Moose.
No, we don't want to.
You know, like
that.
maybe that's not the case. But it could be a situation where she's a little bit more important to him.
Okay. Wow, that was a whole lot. You didn't have to
really
do all that.
Tough.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, I just wanted to like get people on my side, of course.
I do remember we had quite a few meals, one of them being at Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I paid. I didn't have a lot of money at 24.
No.
You know,
you were working here for free, which is tough.
Pretty much. But yeah, I won't lie about that. I saw the ring on her finger yesterday, and I was like thinking about what could have been, and I was like, I can't compete with that.
No.
I can't compete with that.
So my next question is, she was here, all is well.
I think she was downplaying it because out of respect for her husband, and I totally get that.
She wasn't on record. It was fine. It was fine. But I think my biggest question is, before we wrap this up, because I felt like it was a very powerful conversation, did seeing her... really get you back into your old way of living and loving and laughing of, hey, maybe I should be more open. Maybe I should be more sensitive and
it was
look for...
I see what you're trying to do. Yeah. And I will say that it was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
It circled back around.
Not even just her. Forget her at this point.
Right.
You and your feelings on relationships and how hard you used to go for these women. And now you're just like, meh.
Because I don't like to chase. I like to get chased.
Yeah, but like eventually.
Yeah.
These girls' legs are going to get tired or break. Or some guy's going to come along in a wheelchair and wheel them away. Yeah. So
the question being is, am I more open after that experience?
Yeah, after seeing.
I'd like to think that I am. I'm very happy for her and where she is.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I took the path that I took and left. And maybe Kimmy is right. Maybe in my head that I hyped it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I remember how I felt when I was with this person.
Yeah.
And it was very the warm and the fuzzies. I was very much interested in pursuing something more. But, you know, time and a place.
Yeah.
Timing is everything.
I also feel
I think
that
she's in denial, but
I also feel that way sharing appetizers with someone at the Cheesecake Factory. So I get it. I fully get it.
Yeah, we good here. Thanks for doing all that.
No, yeah,
totally
sure.
Over the top.
I just wanted to like clear the air. I know you were really worried about it too. So.
And I will say this, and then I'm gonna go have a drink. I have noticed that women in the past that I've dated, I was always good luck, Chuck. I don't know. Like right after they got done dating me, they went off and got married. Why is that?
You are the training wheels.
I don't know what it was. I can tell you a number of women that I've ended up dating, and then after me, they went on and got married. Wow. All right. Well,
you are the training wheels to their bicycle, and then they go get a Harley.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
LA isn't the only place in the nation battling fires. A little bit to the south of us, down in Ovid, which is like right near Ithaca, kind of.
Yeah.
Several crews battled a massive fire on Tuesday night. It took place, like I said, in Ovid in Seneca County. Units responded around 6 p.m. to the Big M on Main Street in Ovid, where a fire had started in one of the second floor apartments above the store. The flames quickly spread throughout the entire building, causing it to collapse, which is very intense and very insane. The Uptown Diner next door also caught fire and collapsed. The fire also spread to the Ovid tax collector office and then worked its way towards the Italian Kitchen. So this was not just like, oh, a little house fire. This took out massive structures.
Yeah, diners, massive restaurants, buildings, laundromats, yeah, offices, supermarkets.
There was no injuries reported, but these people lost everything, literally everything. The village's entire water system used more than 40 tankers to be able to help just put this fire out and battle the flames, according to crews. This is really sad. A total of 4 buildings were lost and completely collapsed in this fire. And like I said, it started in an apartment building, so can only imagine how many families lost their homes, their belongings, literally everything. It's really so devastating, sad.
Man. And not to mention, I mean, the Big M was the only grocery store within 20 minutes of these people where they can actually go shopping.
Right.
You know, and that burned down. And then the Italian Kitchen there.
The tax collector's office, the diner. Like, these are, you know, Ovid's like a small town type of vibe. And for some of these people, this is all they have when it comes to, like you said, grocery stores, couple restaurants here and there. It's really sad.
Did anyone post a link of where you can help?
Yeah, there's a ton of organizations and GoFundMes and things like that that are circulating right now. You can check that out on News 10 NBC.
Yeah, if you are capable of helping, by all means, these people need it now more than ever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Breeze. Tuesday on the show, you guys, we got a random text from a girl named Naya who texted in for There I Said It when we were doing our There I Said It segment. And she texted in, just when you think you're having a bad day, you find out the guy that you've been dating was getting paid by your own mother to take you out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, there's no way. We get a hold of her. We were not able to get her on the air with us yesterday because she panicked.
She panicked.
I get it. But we got lucky today. We're going to talk to Naya coming up next on the show so she can share with us what her mom was actually thinking when she came up with this crazy idea. You're going to want to hear this. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Sometimes content on this show just presents itself, and that's fine with us. We welcome it. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on Tuesday during our There I Said It segment. Breezy and myself, we get a text from a girl named Naya that said, just when you think you are having a bad day, you find out that the guy you've been dating is being paid off by your own mother to take you out. Some moms really do suck. There, I said it. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Of course, not everything you read is true. So I'm like, all right, I said, Naya, call us. Tell us more. Well, she's at work. She couldn't talk. She agrees to come on the show yesterday. She couldn't do it. But we needed all the details. So finally, we get her on this morning with us, and she's ready to kind of break down what exactly happened. She asked if we can disguise her voice on this call. So I'm going to be using the voice changer, but I hope I do it correctly.
Help.
Right, let me get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Naya.
Hi, good morning.
Obviously, this is a very vulnerable time for you. So can you just break down for Breezy and I exactly what happened? Because the text you sent us on Tuesday morning was kind of jarring. So tell us about that.
So I'm almost 30, and I'm fine with being single, but my mom isn't.
Okay.
I never really had a ton of boyfriends. I just, I don't know, didn't have luck with men. I'm not super attractive or anything. I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just a shy, I guess, and prefer to stay home.
Okay. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah. I'm sure you're beautiful.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, we are a radio medium, so I can't confirm nor deny that, but I'm going to say you probably are.
Oh. So a month ago, my mom told me about a guy at her work that's my age. He's nice. He's smart. He's funny. Kind of like, wow, where'd he come from? You know, he and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing.
Three dates is nothing to wave a stick at.
Yeah. We hooked up on the third date, which is kind of seemed for me to be something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me.
Yeah, so about that.
Yeah, what?
This is where it gets interesting. How did you find that?
This is really tough.
How did you find that out?
Well, we went to dinner the other week, and she went to the bathroom, her phone buzzed, and I saw his name on my mom's phone. I know they work together, but they don't really have a huge reason to be texting.
Right.
I brought it up to my mom, and she said he was asking about work stuff, which I didn't believe, but when I saw him again in person, I was able to get it out of him that my mom hired him to take me out, and he was reaching out to her to Venmo him $100 for the dinner and drink.
No.
Yeah, and I just feel like really stupid, guys, and I feel even more dumb putting this out there on the radio.
Right.
When I confronted my mom, she said it's for your own good. I mean, you need to learn to date or you'll be alone forever. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah.
So as of now, I'm completely talking to that guy and my mother.
Well, you got to tell us, though. What's the conversation you had with this guy when you found out your mom was paying him?
What did she say to you to get... And basically, it's just almost like he was like getting a stipend for like grocery. I mean, basically, I was like his grocery like
money. Yeah.
Naya, why is your mom so desperate to push somebody on you and date somebody?
Because she wants to be a grandmother.
That's not the way to do it.
Yeah, that's...
Her grandchild comes out, it's like, your whole life was a lie, your whole life was a facade, I was paying your dad the whole time. They're like, okay, thanks,
but
Grandma.
You already hooked up with this guy. What's his name?
Ben.
Okay,
oh,
so you and Big Ben... You guys got busy on, you said, the third date, and then where did you leave it? You can't tell me you're not pissed at the guy. I'm sure you are.
I am so angry. So angry at the whole thing. He's not innocent. My mother's not innocent. I'm not just mad at her. I mean, he has free will.
Yeah. He easily could have been like, hey, this isn't really like, I don't know, doesn't sit right with me.
Right.
We're going to pass. But instead, he took the money and ran all the way to Wegmans.
How much money was your mom paying him per night to take you out?
$100.
So you guys went out 3 times. He's already made over $300. It's not bad.
Yes.
Moose is like, can I do it next time?
Guy's making some extra pocket change on the side. Honestly, all kidding aside, I'm sorry that happened to you, Naya. When you sent the text, I'm like, no, she's lying.
Yeah.
And we tried to get you on yesterday. You couldn't make the call. And I'm thankful you agreed to come on this morning. But this is this gives you perfectly good reason to not speak to your mom for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah, I mean, listen, give it some time, obviously, and make sure that you're in a good headspace. I also would highly suggest counseling just to, like, talk through these problems because that's a tough one. That's a big one. Your mother's actions do not define you. If she wants to act like an idiot, she can act like an idiot, but you're not going to subscribe to that behavior. And giving that space and holding peace for that and getting out of ever seeing Ben again, you don't want to be with someone like that, especially someone who would be like, yeah, I'll just take the money and run.
Yeah.
That's not a good person. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, right.
Naya, thanks for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. People are texting in right now. They're not happy with your mom.
Rightfully so.
There are parents out there that push their children to date and see somebody because it's for their own selfish...
right. Their own selfish lore.
Yeah, they want it because they want to be a grandma. You do you.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing your story and keep us posted on what happens, okay?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Bye, Queen. Yikes.
Oh, that poor girl. I feel for her.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a tough one.
There are parents that would actually go to that extreme to pay somebody to date their kid.
I know.
Desperate.
I want to hear from our friends.
Yeah, Megan's texting in real quick. She said, my heart goes out to this girl because I have an overbearing mother like that who was constantly going out of her way to try and hook me up with random men. And it was so beyond frustrating. Some parents are just really good at overstepping their boundaries.
Oh, my goodness.
That they are.
Yeah. 585-252-9800. Not all of it's bad. Not all of it is on the side against Naya's mom. This person says, so one time I did this, but it was the opposite. I paid a woman to take my dad out on a date. He had been divorced from my mom for over 10 years, and he was just refusing to get back out there. Well, to my surprise, they actually ended up hitting it off and literally got married. Your mom was coming from a place of love. Call her back.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I mean, sometimes, when your dad is sitting around, he looks sad. Yeah, sometimes you're going to hire him a hooker. Sometimes that works out.
A hooker that he ends up marrying. And then we'll get to this last text before we take a break. If my mom did this, I would literally cry tears of joy. Guys, when I tell you it's been a while, it's been a while. Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Again, therapy is, it does wonders.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. Moose, Breezy here. You know, I've learned a couple of things is that a lot of us are at different stages of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we try to keep up with our friends if they're at another stage of their lives as we are. But it's good to learn that you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Over the years, I've put a ton of pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have the family. They have the house, wife, marriage, all of that. And it's like...
Your friends, you mean?
My friends, yeah. And it's that's not where I'm at. And I'm like, you know, it's okay. I've accepted that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I feel like when you get into your 30s, that's when things really start to ramp up when it comes to the marriages and the kids and the houses. And, you know, that's all fine and well. And being in that stage is beautiful. But I think when it comes to having a bunch of friends, whether it be friends you've had for your whole life, friends you've had since high school, college, none of you are going to ever be at the same place ever again. For example, when you're friends with someone in high school, you're all in it. You're all in ninth grade. You're all doing sports. You're all having activities and hobbies. You all have the weekends off.
We're going to be friends for life.
Right. And then when you get to college, oh my God. And then when you get to college, you're all in the same wave too. We're here for 4 years. We're drinking. We're partying.
Yeah.
We can literally do whatever. And then after that, after all the dust is settled and all the degrees have been collected, you all go in different directions, which is wild to think about because you never think about it once you're in there. You just are like, this is great. I love college. And this is like, I never want to leave this place. And this is what it's going
to
be forever.
In college, I like to think that a lot of us were so present in the moment.
Right.
And that seems to be less as we get older because we're constantly thinking about the past or we're always thinking about the future.
Right.
But when we're all in it together and we're like having fun, we're all the same age.
Right.
We kind of almost feel like, hey, we're going to be here forever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it goes by real quick. And you feel like you've been left in the dust.
Life hits you in the face. It's been peculiar for me because it seems like all of my core circle all got married within a
couple years of each other.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Back to back, back to back, back to back. I've been in 8 weddings in 3 years. And that's great. And I love that. And I love supporting my friends. But I'm not going to lie. It was a little challenging and difficult to go to wedding, to wedding, to wedding, to wedding, to wedding, knowing I wasn't in that same stage of life as my friends.
Yeah.
And like you.
So even though you went to all these weddings and you were in a majority of those weddings, a part of you was saying that it was actually painful to be there.
Was it painful? It was just kind of like.
Made you think.
Huh. Yeah. When will it be my turn? Is it going to, when it is my turn, is it going to be too late? Are all these people going to be on to the next stage? Because truth be told, all of my friends getting married within 3 years of each other, they basically were on the same wavelength at that time. Not me. I mean, I wasn't getting married. I'm not getting married.
I've learned to just completely change my thought process when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've so learned to do that because there's so many of my friends who live this great life, but they've told me verbatim, like, hey, there are times where we would love to live your life just for a week.
Right.
We'll trade places with you for a week, no problem.
Right.
And I was like, you know, it puts a lot into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the things that you want, well, there's a lot of people that want what you already have.
Right. And I feel like...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like at the point where we've done all the weddings and we've done all that stuff, I've gotten to the point where like I'm so good at being a bridesmaid. I'm so good at attending a wedding. I'm so good at it because I've just done it so many times. And now we're on to the next phase, which is like kids, right? So my best friend had a baby last March. So we're coming up on her almost being a year now, which is crazy. And the feeling that I felt, and I've talked about this before on the show, of meeting her for the first time was an overwhelming feeling. And it was special and it was really cool. And I, truth be told, don't have a ton of kids around me or in my life.
Yeah.
I've never really interacted with a ton of kids. I've never been in that position. I know, like, I could name the amount of kids I know in, like, on, like, one hand. So with that being said, all of my friends are, like, trying to have babies, either getting pregnant or they are pregnant. And I'm like, this is a new era. Not just for them being a mom, but for me meeting these kids, because I'm like, what if I'm like, I don't get it. Like,
what do you mean?
Connect with this kid.
Because the kid's not yours. You don't have to connect with every child you meet.
I understand that. But at the same time, this person who's having a kid, whether it be a close friend or a friend I've known forever, they are extension of that person, so I feel almost like I need to have a bond with the kid.
No, you
don't. But it's just not natural for me, I feel like.
You don't. You're forcing it. Don't force it.
But what if I get left behind?
There's no finish line, Breezy. You're running a race that doesn't exist. What are you running towards?
Not for myself, per se, but like left behind in the sense of... What if, you know, the kid just, I miss out on core moments with this child and then they grow up and they're like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that
kid
was
rocks.
12, 13 years of me being gone and feeling like I never had a relationship with my niece and nephews.
Right.
But I made up for lost time. I'm the cool uncle now.
What are you doing here?
For now. But I mean, I think this is just an example of you overthinking. You know what I really want to know? I want to know all the people that have gotten married and had kids that are listening that are like, it's not what I thought it was going to be. Like, do any of you guys actually regret it? It was like, I wish I was living that single life. I know, and you know, there's probably a lot of people listening that are like, yep, but they're not going to admit to it.
They never call up.
They never admit to it. And I get that. That's respectable.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that are just like, it's not what I thought it was all going to be.
Interesting. Very interesting. I do fear that, you know, not to bring it back to me, but I do fear that when it's my turn to get married, it'll be not on the timeline that everyone else was. And they're like,
yeah, this is
we
what
have
you're,
kids now.
This is what you're scared of.
We can't come you to your spent, bachelorette and we can't do this.
Yeah.
And
so
Johnny has soccer.
What is this really about then? Is this really about you not getting the attention on your special day? Because you spent all this money and all this time to go to bachelorette parties, weddings. You spent money for bridesmaid dresses.
Yeah.
And now when it's your turn, you're afraid that it's just not going to be convenient enough for all your friends and they're just going to bail.
Because I've literally seen it firsthand. I have a friend who's like 2 years older than me. She was the last one in her friend group to get married. We all went on her bachelorette and like 9 out of 10 of the people there were pregnant. And they're like, I can't pack it in for the night. We're raging in Buffalo and the bars close at 4 a.m. And they're like, it's 11. It's too late for me.
Carly says, been married 12 years. Wish I never did it. But I'm stuck now. See, I'm telling you.
I'll say it one more time for the people in the back. Therapy is a beautiful thing.
It, you know, marriage is not for everyone. It is a beautiful thing. It's something that I would like to do. It's a goal of mine. That's what you want to call it, a goal. But there are some
You're
people.
You're like way down the line.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying there are some people that it's they realize, they've come to the realization years into their marriage that maybe this just wasn't for me. Or maybe it's not the person I thought I married. So you need to just accept the fact that where you are in life and what you're doing is exactly where you need to be. And everything else will unfold and follow. Stop overthinking.
Oh my God. All right. Not me sending out save the dates and nobody can come.
I don't even know. Are you actually, because you have someone very special in your life right now.
Right.
So are you pretty certain that this is the one?
Fingers crossed.
Okay. So this
hopefully.
Is.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I hope I didn't just move in for nothing. You know what I mean?
Here's another person. Here's another person. This guy, who's this? Lyle? I'd trade places with you guys any day of the week. I love my wife, but there are days where I do wish I was single.
This person says, my husband and I have decided to not have children, various reasons. Our friends do have children, and our friends that do have children told us we've made the right decision. As much as they love their children, they envy that we can still travel and do whatever we want.
You know, and I thought about that. I had that conversation with myself. It's like, you know, what if I never have kids, but I meet someone, I get married, and we're just the cool aunt and uncle that have all this extra cash to travel and do what we want with. You know what I'm saying? That could be a nice lifestyle too.
The dinks, the double income, no kids. Yeah.
So live your life. And remember, there's no finish line, Breezy. Do you feel like I helped you in this last 10 minutes?
Not really. No, I can't wait for therapy tomorrow.
I was getting ready to charge you.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 25 for the high today. Breezy's going on the boat. Residents near Cobbs Hill Park, they're on edge after just a series of car vandalisms. And this is 40 cars that were already vandalized across neighborhoods. This took place last weekend. 5 more vehicles were targeted overnight in the Warner Park area. One of the victims expressed her frustration, saying, that's $200 that I'm going to have to spend on a new window. And listen, I get the frustration. I've been through it. Breezy's been through it. Despite parking her car in the driveway for added safety, this girl was still targeted. And I get it's wishful thinking. We want to believe that driveways add extra safety, but that's not the case.
It's not the case.
Taking valuables out of your vehicle, at this point, what we've noticed is that a lot of these break-ins don't seem to be theft. It just seems to be vandalism at this point.
Right.
They never take anything. Authorities urge anyone.
It's just for the sake of just wrecking things.
That's what it seems like at this point. But authorities are urging anyone with information, videos, or pictures that could help identify the vandals to contact 911. I tried doing that this weekend, and this past weekend, nobody answered the phone. Last weekend on the show, we spoke to Rochester criminal defense attorney, Sarah Wesley, who says the laws are very broken right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is responsible for a lot of these break-ins are, yeah, repeat offenders. Most of them are armed. And I know we get so frustrated and we want to take matters in our own hands, but we can't. We have to be careful. And I was talking earlier in the show about how the police installed a blue light camera in my parking lot.
Yeah.
It stopped working on the first day. This was 2 weeks ago because it's solar. They installed it in the middle of winter.
Literally,
where we never have sun.
Shame on them. We haven't seen sunlight since October.
Well, it's been sunny a couple of days last week, but the thing right now is useless. It simply does not work.
Right.
So that happened in Warner Park last night, and it's just getting really, really frustrating right now.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Coming up on the show, we want to continue the conversation because we're getting a lot of great calls on this. Breezy was talking just about how sometimes in life we feel, when we compare ourselves to the people around us, our friends, our peers, that we're falling behind.
Yeah.
When you watch your friends get married, when you watch them buy the house, when you watch them have kids, and you haven't done those things just yet, you can't help but feel like, hey, maybe am I doing something wrong? I feel like I'm being left behind.
Right.
We're going to talk about that and get to your calls, 585-252-9800, coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, you got Moose Breezy. We're going to continue the conversation on this. 585-252-9800, if you ever feel like at some point in your life you've fallen behind because you're comparing your life to friends and family. They have the house. They got married. They have the kids. I'm not there yet. Is it me? Am I doing something wrong?
Right.
But everybody's on their own path, and they go at their own pace. And
so
there's
close.
There's nothing wrong with that, because you obviously have been spiraling a little bit, and you expressed earlier in the show.
I wasn't like spiraling. I think I was just more so making a, observation of like, I'm very excited and happy for my friends. They got married. They did the thing. Some of them are pregnant. Some of them have babies. You know what I mean? And like, that's amazing. I'm thinking about when it's my turn, are they going to get to a point in their life where we're not on the same wave? And they're like, I can't come to your wedding. I have kids. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I can't come to your bachelorette. Johnny has soccer. I'm like, okay, well, I did it for you.
In the last 3 years, you've been in 8 or 9 weddings.
Yeah. Like as a bridesmaid.
Right. And so we put
or an officiant.
We started asking the question, some of you who are married, are you happy? Or do you feel like you could trade places with your friends who are actually single?
Right.
And they could do what they want. Because sometimes we think that
the grass is greener.
Yeah.
Or
and it's not.
Whatever.
Let's get to some calls here. Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. What's going on, Queen?
Well, you guys said no one would call and do it, so I'm going to do it.
Well, I can hear your baby in the background.
Yeah.
So, tell us your thoughts on this. Are you married?
Yes, currently.
Do you ever have doubts on whether or not you married the right person?
I definitely have doubts, of course. The most thing that I do regret, though, is just not having it how it usually is. Like, no getting down on one knee, no bachelorette party. None of that.
What did you do? You skip all that?
Yeah, we skipped all that. We kind of just did it at the baby shower.
What? Wait. Yeah. You got married at your baby shower?
Yes.
Was this a shotgun wedding?
Very. It was a surprise to everyone.
Oh, including you. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
But are there parts of you now, Emily, where you're like, I'm married, I have a kid, I do miss that single life, and I envy people like Breezy?
Oh God, I don't like anyone, so I would be scared to be single.
Okay.
All right. So you're
I definitely just regret, you know, beforehand.
Just the way that you did it. Not the not the person you're with or the baby you have. Just the way that it was all transpired.
But Emily, the good news is that you could still go back and redo it. You guys could still set a date.
You to definitely could.
Yeah, you could still set a date to do a wedding. You can still have your guy get down on one knee the way you'd like him to do it.
That's... Have you ever heard of a vow renewal?
No.
Okay, so let me enlighten you, my queen. So when you renew your vows, you can have that big ceremony and you can have the bridesmaids if you want to. There's no rules or regulations. You can do whatever you want. Honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
Honestly, and if you do plan on doing this, if you go home and talk to your, or if you end up talking to your husband about it, invite Moose and I. We'll MC the wedding.
All right. It's going to cost you a little bit of cash.
Very altered, and you guys can throw the flowers.
Yeah. Yes. I'm also an officiant, so.
So I want you to know.
All right.
This is not free, Emily. We do charge you a talent.
We do have a pricing situation, but we'll work that out on the back end for sure.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you calling. I'm glad we got to enlighten you with this.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
PXY, who's this?
Wavy Davey.
Wavy Davey. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's like February. What's going on, man?
I was listening to your conversation this morning, and I think it's a really great conversation you guys were having. You've got such a wide audience as far as age range.
Yeah.
Don't get into the mindset that at a certain place in time, you need to be at a certain place in your life, whether it's married, engaged, living with somebody, or having kids. Everything comes to us when it's meant to come to us. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
You know, so don't get caught up, Breezy, and your friends are getting married and always a bridesmaid, never a bride type thing. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen, you know, when if you're either a person of faith or you believe in the universe, when the stars align and it's right for you and it's right for Moose, it's going to happen for you guys. And another thing, too, as far as, you know, having kids, yeah, I mean, there's ups and downs in everything, and, you know, I'm married, I got kids. Would it be great to just pack a bag and take off sometimes? Yeah, but you got a commitment. Sometimes a deeper love for a child is a wonderful thing.
For sure.
But again, too, maybe you don't have kids, but maybe, you know, like Moose, you meet somebody and she has a kid.
Right.
And maybe the dad isn't present. And there's nothing wrong with you being a hero to a child that needs a parent. You know, it's almost like Moose is like in college now with his big brother, big sister. And then when he meets a girl with a kid, he's going to move to the pros.
Yes, I really love that analogy. This is just the playoffs right now that he's in.
This is just another Wavy Davey phone call that makes you want to run through a brick wall.
No, but you're right. And I mean, I'm very happy in my own right in my relationship, and I do have faith in it, and it's all good and well. It's just, I think the biggest thing for me was the kid part, in the sense of like, I fear that, like, I'm going to have kids too late, and everyone's going to have kids that, like, can hang together, and then there's going to be my kid who's, like, 17 years younger.
Yeah, and I think you make a really great point, man. It's that so many people are in a rush because they do feel like at a certain age they need to be accomplished and have all their goals laid out. But you get to a point where you finally say, you know what? Everything that I have and everything that I want will come when the time is right. And then when you don't stress about it, that's the best thing in the world, is knowing that it will show up in its own time.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, revel in the excitement of what tomorrow holds. You know, so you never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Did you read that on a Snapple cap?
No.
He goes, no, I just made it up.
Yeah.
Oh, Wavy Davey, we love you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. You're the best.
All right, guys. Much love. Have a great day.
Much love to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. This person says, honestly, Wavy Davey gave me chills. It's so true. This person says, I have a kid. I'm not married. I still love my parents. And yesterday, I purchased my first new car. I'm finally doing something, and it feels awesome. Oh, I think she said, I think she meant to say, I still live with my parents, which is fine.
And then you'll be living in your car.
She's like, that RAV4, just get it. Also doubles as a living room.
Yeah, I think this conversation is so relatable, because at some point in our lives, we're all going to feel this way. This was me at 25.
Yeah.
I was really going through it. I thought at 22 years old that I was going to already have an Oscar in my back pocket.
Right.
I look back at who I was 20 years ago, and I'm laughing at the plans that I had. But I was very ambitious.
They're all written down.
I'm very ambitious. I still am. And that's okay. Everything works out exactly when it's supposed to.
Right.
And you have no reason to stress. You know? Just don't compare yourself to others.
Can't do it. Thank you guys so much for all the wise words this morning.
Yeah. I do like to think, though, that my brothers are living in my shadow. So.
Well... Who's to say, truly?
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
How many of you have ever had to explain to your kids the difference between speaking up and minding your own business? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It's an interesting parental confidential today. Sometimes the kids think that they're doing the right thing, but really it's not their place, especially at 9 years old, to yell at another parent for reprimanding their own child. Mm. And this is what happened with Vanessa's son. Would love to hear from you guys on this one today. If you had a similar situation with your kids as well, 585-252-9800. Vanessa writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I was hoping I could get some help on this one. I know there are parents who have also been in this situation before, too. A week ago, my 9-year-old saw another kid at the bus stop being reprimanded by his parent. The kid apparently made some sassy remark. The mom raised her voice and asked him who he thought he was talking to. Then he grabbed his shoulder and did what I can assume is the low voice parental reprimand at eye level with this little kid. We were about 20 feet away, and my son yelled, 'Don't hit your kid.
Oh my God.
Don't be a bad parent.' I then quickly corrected my son, telling him to mind his own business. The mother was correcting her son's behavior. He insisted that she slapped her child in the face. I only saw her grab his shoulder and get to eye level with him. And that's what I told my son. He maintained that she slapped him. And my son got very teary-eyed that he was being corrected for what he thought was him doing the right thing.
He's like, 'I was just witness to abuse, so.'
I told him I understand that could be upsetting if that's what he thinks he saw, but there are other adults around, and it's not his place to step in. It reminded me of another situation that happened in school where a student was being reprimanded for something, and my son spoke up in the student's defense and ended up getting into trouble himself for doing so. In situations like that, how do we teach our kids when it's appropriate to mind their own business and when it's appropriate to speak up?" That came in from our friend Vanessa for Parental Confidential. It's a great question.
It is a good question.
Some kids do have a hard time minding their own business.
Yes,
some of them want to police other kids in other situations, and I totally get that. They think they're doing the right thing. But really,
comes to shove, I mean, like, you should never disrespect parental or authoritative figures because you don't agree with it. I mean, like, you're right. It is a fine line if they're actively doing something wrong. But parenting is subjective. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, and you're 9, so shut up. Respectfully, of course.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is a very fine line of how do you teach a kid the difference between minding their own business and speaking up?
And, like, I mean, standing up for themselves and anyone else. Because, listen, if this was, like, a different situation, it wasn't the parent, and this kid was on the playground and he was getting roughed around.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely should speak up. But then I can see the kid being like, "Well, I'm not saying anything ever again because I'm not going to get in trouble."
I know.
So that's really tough.
All right, let's get to some of your messages coming in here. We got quite a few of them. We have a listener saying, "My 7-year-old daughter is the same way. We had to really teach her that the logical course of action upon seeing someone hit their child would be to tell you or another adult and let them decide the course of action."
Right.
Not the child. Rick says, "If a child yelled at me for punishing my kid, especially a kid who's 9, I would politely walk over and give them a little smack as well."
Oh, dear.
"Then I would give the parent a smack for teaching their kid to not mind their own business." Okay, Thick Rick, thanks for the text, buddy.
Just slapping everyone around.
Amy says, personally, I think your son was correct and brave to speak up. There's not so many children, there are not so many people, child or adult, who are willing to do that. So the world would be a better place if there were more of them. Yeah.
This person says, I agree with the kid. I think that he was really brave in standing up to that parent if they were hurting their child. I don't believe that violence is the answer, so that kid is in his right.
Yeah, and you know, that's fine and all. The mother, according to Vanessa, she didn't see that happen. But what he did was he yelled at the parent, don't be a bad parent. And I think what's really happening here is Vanessa was probably embarrassed.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Lori says, I think it's good that this mom's son feels brave enough to speak up when he thinks something bad has happened. It's what I'm trying to teach my six-year-old now. But kids do need to understand that the proper thing as a young kid is to not shout at an adult that he believes is doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I suppose. I would love to hear from, well, most teachers are in class by now. Any substitute teachers?
Our youth.
How would you handle the situation?
I just...
You're a parent.
I know. I'm like, I know everyone wants to hear from me. I don't know. I feel like I would stick up for them in the moment and then reprimand them in private. Not reprimand them, but like explain. Like, listen... You did the right thing, low-key. The delivery was a little off, and not every situation needs a hero.
Yeah, I get that. Me, growing up, I was always so scared of all parents. Because I would have friends' parents yell at me if I did something wrong. They'd have no problem correcting me. And I think a lot of parents today are scared to do that if it's not their child.
I will never forget. I was over at a friend's house. We were listening to Kanye West, Jesus Walks.
Yes.
And they came right over to the CD player, ripped the CD out of the Discman, and snapped it over their knee and said, we don't listen to that music in this house.
Wow. Was it your CD?
Oh, of course. I was traumatized. I was like, well, you owe me $20.
So. Yeah, your dad sent some an invoice. They took your CD.
Or maybe we like burned it. We must have burned it. You know what I mean? But
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a teacher. Past teacher, I think. Hey guys, as a teacher who's in charge of second graders all day, I know for some of them, it's tough because they feel the need to police the other kids, but I think your son did the right thing. My advice on this is telling your son, there's a lot of adults who are watching out for the kids.
Right.
Thank you for speaking up, and I always want you to tell me if you're worried about your safety or someone else's, but you do not need to fix it. That's not your job quite yet. I can help with that, or so can a teacher. Just let us know. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for talking about this topic. Have a good one. No, you're welcome.
No, for sure. I really think that this should be taught in school. And I know we're teaching curriculum and we're doing Common Core and all that stuff. But I just wish there was more of like an ethics class. I wish there was more of a home ec moment. Like, what do we do in these types of situations?
I agree.
It's all on the parents. It's always all on the parents to teach their kids this. And I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of really bad parents out there that don't teach the right way. So.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Go ahead. You got a comment on this?
I do. I do work with kids, and I was a former classroom teacher, and now I teach like body safety, abuse prevention. So we do teach kids to, to report unsafe situations. So one of our safety rules is talk it up. And, you know, especially in the younger grades, we talk about the difference between tattling and reporting. But, you know, we do teach kids to use their voice to keep themselves and to keep others safe.
Well, I like that you brought that up, that you do teach that. So I'm sure you heard Vanessa's message. Well, how do you teach that? Like, what's the best advice you can give Vanessa to teach her son, who is only 9 years old, the difference between minding their own business and speaking up?
Right. So, you know, and when we do cover bullying, we talk about being a bystander and an upstander. Mm-hmm. To me, it sounds like he was, you know, like the three ways that we teach kids to be an upstander is that if they feel safe and comfortable, they can say something to the bully, you know, that's not okay. But we really emphasize being there for the person who's getting bullied and then to talk it up to a safe adult. So I would say that, you know, I get where, you know, he was technically not in the right to say that, but at the same time, it's a really fine line between teaching kids, you know, when it's okay to say something and when it's not.
Right.
But I would say that she should really emphasize to him that he should check in with her or another safe adult before saying something.
Right, before screaming at the other parent.
Right.
To stop being a bad parent.
Yes. And to say, you know, like go to your safe adult and say, is this safe? Like, I, you know, this is what I saw. This is what I heard. Is this safe?
Correct.
And then, you know, like, and then let the grown-ups handle it. You know, emphasize that it's always a grown-up's job to keep kids safe, and it's their job to tell them if something is unsafe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or if you think it's unsafe.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, she shouldn't, like, discourage him from, you know, clearly he has a strong sense of social justice.
Yeah, at only 9.
Yeah, which is, you know, I mean, that's amazing. He's probably going to do, you know, really good things in the future. But I would say, you know, to say, like, just for, you know, the safety of everyone involved, I really think you need to come talk to me or another adult before you say something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, because it's like, it really helps and hammers home the point from a different perspective, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jenna. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for weighing in this morning. I know Vanessa really appreciates it. This was a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
It always is when we do Parental Confidential, and we'll do another one coming up tomorrow morning on the show. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98PXY.
People are pissed.
No, they're really mad.
585-252-9800. It's There I Said It, and it's time to clear
the air.
All right, let's get over to our girl, Krista. I don't know where this is coming from. She just said Girl Scouts are an absolute scam. There I said it.
What?
Oh my God. Krista, what happened?
Yeah, are you well?
Did they fire you and take away your pension?
She's like, I didn't get my cookies this year. I'm pissed.
I know. By the way, when's that happen? When
right
do we start
now.
Getting cookies?
Right now, baby.
Thin Mints. Listen,
find them anywhere.
Normally, the Girl Scouts come in, they drop off cookies for us, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We don't want to come off like we don't. But this year, when you drop off the cookies, if you can drop off 2% milk too, that would be great.
That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
Let's go over to Mario real quick.
What's Mario saying?
Yes, we get it. You work out at Midtown. Nobody cares. There, I said it.
Yeah, we've already done that.
Yes.
We know. We know. The bracelet, the whole thing.
Yeah.
This person says, whoever said waking up early doesn't make you more productive is lying. There, I said it.
Tell that to someone who wakes up at 5 every morning to make it to the gym by 5:30. I'd love to hear from all those people.
They're like, I literally lived 3 lives before you even rolled over.
Yeah.
But thank you so
much. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are people who wake up at 5 that go to the gym that truly do believe they are better than everybody else.
That is true.
That's why they do it.
That is very true.
What time do you wake up in the morning? I don't know, like 7:30. I get up at 4:30. I have my coffee by 5. I'm at the gym by 5:30. Oh, that's great. Nobody asked.
Okay, thank you. This person says, being super lean doesn't look good. Get some meat on your bones. There, I said it. I'm talking about all the men and women who are 12 to 16% body fat look way healthier than anyone below 10.
Oh, my God. I'd love to be 12% body fat.
Hopefully.
What a dream.
Fully.
I got a couple of percentages I got to work on.
Wait, do you know how much percentage body fat you are?
23?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm like 20, or I'm like 36, so maybe 34. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a lot lower than a year ago.
Period.
That's for sure.
Period. It was like 50 last year, so.
That's good for you.
It's a tough scene.
From a person who's been married to the same person for 16 years. I can honestly say marriage is becoming an outdated institution. I love my husband, but I understand, too, why the younger generation isn't interested in marriage anymore. There, I said it. Why are they not interested in marriage anymore?
Too expensive.
Well, the divorce rate is 60%. You think by 2030, the divorce rate's going to be like 97%?
Yeah, I do. There's not going to be any weddings.
What blows my mind, I have a friend whose dad's been married 4 times. I'm like, man.
At what point do you just throw the towel and you're like, I think this is like not for me?
He's not a quitter.
He was like, we'll find the right one. Damn it. They're all like, we hate you. So I'm feeling a little bit of like, about myself. Just last night, I bought, you know, I'm like a bargain shopper, obviously.
That you are.
I bought a dress for $150, and I've never in my life spent that type of money on clothing.
Well,
I feel bougie. There, I said it.
You should. I mean, American Eagle is no joke. They have they got some nice stuff.
I got it from Saks.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm not regretting it. No regrets here. But I don't know if I'll ever spend that much money. And it's non-returnable, so.
Ugh. I just dropped $260 on a pair of boots.
Oh, God.
And then what did I do? I didn't get them in time, and I was pissed. So I spent another $70 on another pair of boots because Amazon Prime was delivering them quicker.
What's going on with the boots?
I don't know. It's winter.
It's like, winter's like over. Yeah. Like, I need boots. Like, it's March.
I'm telling you, they're Thursday Boot Company, and they're pricey, but man, these boots will last me forever. I finally got them. I just haven't worn them yet. Kim says, Mint Mobile is the same service as Verizon. Stop overpaying and giving these providers your entire paycheck. And then she wrote in parentheses, Moose.
No, fully. She's crawling you on the carpet.
I pay $20 a month with Mint Mobile, and I didn't notice that's it. She didn't finish it. She ran out of text.
Yeah,
she ran out of text minutes. What the hell is Mint Mobile?
It's like Boost Mobile. It's all the same.
Many providers. I doubt Mint Mobile is at the same level as Verizon.
They all use the same towers.
I don't buy
it. It's all the same stuff. This person says, self-checkout is not rocket science. I work at Target and frequently oversee our self-checkout. The amount of customers that just stare at the thing and not know what to do is maddening to me.
Yeah. Yesterday I was at Wegmans. I was helping other people out. I felt like I worked there. I was scanning items left and right. You know what I mean? I do it so much.
You have a helping hands vest on. So, yeah, it's tough.
Let me go over to this person. You know what mine for today is? Stop complaining about how cold it is outside. You live in Rochester. Just add more layers. If you add more layers, you're going to be fine. There, I said it. Adding more layers in the wintertime is more convenient than taking layers off in the summer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
Let's go over to Jeff. It's sad when I meet someone my age who still can't figure out how to get their life together. I'm 38. I have a home. I have a 401k, and I own a business. And at that stage in your life, you should easily have all those things, or you spend too much money going out. There, I said it. I feel triggered.
No, he's looking at you, buddy.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If you missed this very jarring call this morning with a girl by the name of Naya, We'll go ahead. We'll catch you up to speed. But Tuesday morning, she texted in during "There I Said It." Mm-hmm. And the text basically came in and said, just when you think you're having a bad day, you find out that the guy you've been dating is actually getting being paid to go out with you.
Mm-hmm. By your own mother.
By your own mother.
Stuff.
And we had so many questions for her this morning, and she was nice enough to agree to come on with us because we were supposed to talk to her yesterday, and she panicked. But we got her on today. We used the voice changer on on her call.
Yes, we did.
But let's get over to it. Hi, good morning, Naya.
Hi, good morning.
Obviously, this is a very vulnerable time for you. So can you just break down for Breezy and I exactly what happened? Because the text you sent us on Tuesday morning was kind of jarring. So tell us about that.
So I'm almost 30 and I'm fine with being single, but my mom isn't.
Okay.
I never really had a ton of boyfriends. I just didn't have luck with men. I'm not super attractive or anything. I'm just like, I'm just a shy, I guess, and prefer to stay home.
Okay. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah. I'm sure you're beautiful.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, we are a radio medium, so I can't confirm nor deny that, but I'm going to say you probably are.
So a month ago, my mom told me about a guy at her work that's my age. He's nice, he's smart, he's funny, kind of like, wow, where'd he come from? You know, he and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing.
Three dates is nothing to wave a stick at.
Yeah, we hooked up on the third date, which is kind of soon for me to do something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me.
Yeah, so about that.
Yeah, what?
This is where it gets interesting. How did you find that?
This is really tough.
How? How did you find that out?
Well, we went to dinner the other week, and she went to the bathroom, her phone buzzed, and I saw his name on my mom's phone. I know they work together, but they don't really have a huge reason to be texting.
Right.
I brought it up to my mom, and she said he was asking about work stuff, which I didn't believe, but when I saw him again in person, I was able to get it out of him that my mom hired him to take me out, and he was reaching out to her to Venmo him $100 for the dinner and drink without me. Yeah. And I just feel like really stupid, guys. And I feel even more dumb putting this out there on the radio.
Right.
When I confronted my mom, she said, it's for your own good. I mean, you need to learn to date or you'll be alone forever. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted and I just won't respond.
Yeah.
So as of now, I'm completely talking to that guy and my mother.
Well, you got to tell us, though. So what's the conversation you had with this guy when you found out your mom was paying him?
What did she say to you to get? And basically, it's just almost like he's like getting a stipend for like grocery. I mean, basically, I was like his grocery like
money. Yeah.
Naya, why is your mom so desperate to push somebody on you and date somebody?
Because she wants to be a grandmother.
That's not the way to do it.
Yeah, that's...
Her grandchild comes out, it's like, your whole life was a lie, your whole life was a facade, I was paying your dad the whole time. They're like, okay, thanks,
but
Grandma.
You already hooked up with this guy. You can what's his name?
Ben.
Okay,
oh,
so,
no.
So you and Big Ben, you guys got busy on, you said, the third date. And then where did you leave it? You can't tell me you're not pissed at the guy. I'm sure you are.
I just think
I'm so angry. So angry at the whole thing. He's not innocent. My mother's not innocent. I'm not just mad at her. I mean, he has free will.
Yeah. He easily could have been like, hey, this isn't really like, I don't know, doesn't sit right with me.
Right.
We're going to pass. But instead, he took the money and ran all the way to Wegmans.
How much money was your mom paying him per night to take you out?
$100.
So you guys went out 3 times. He's already made over $300. It's not bad. Yes.
Moose is like, can I do it next time?
Guy's making some extra pocket change on the side. Honestly, all kidding aside, I'm sorry that happened to you, Naya. When you sent the text, I'm like, no, she's lying.
Yeah.
And we tried to get you on yesterday. You couldn't make the call. And I'm thankful you agreed to come on this morning. But this is... This gives you perfectly good reason to not speak to your mom for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah, I mean, listen, give it some time, obviously, and make sure that you're in a good headspace. I also would highly suggest counseling just to, like, talk through these problems, because that's a tough one. That's a big one. Your mother's actions do not define you. If she wants to act like an idiot, she can act like an idiot, but you're not going to subscribe to that behavior. And giving that space and holding peace for that and getting out of ever seeing Ben again, you don't want to be with someone like that, especially someone who would be like, yeah, I'll just take the money and run.
Yeah.
That's not a good person. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, right.
Naya, thanks for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. People are texting in right now. They're not happy with your mom.
Rightfully so.
There are parents out there that push their children to date and see somebody because it's for their own selfish...
Right. Their own selfish lore.
Yeah, they want it because they want to be a grandma. You do you.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing your story and keep us posted on what happens, okay?
I will.
All right.
All right. Bye, Queen.
Look at these texts. Her mom had good intentions. She's just trying to find love for her daughter, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting angle.
Yeah. I mean, I got a couple of texts as well that kind of echo that, and I don't know if I fully agree, but this person says, so one time I did this, but it was the opposite. I paid a woman to take my dad out on a date. He had been divorced from my mom for over 10 years, and he was just refusing to get back out there. Well, to my surprise, they actually ended up hitting it off and literally got married. Aww. Your mom was coming from a place of love. Call her back.
Yeah. Well, yes. Okay. Well, that's up to her to decide when she wants to speak to her mother.
And then this last text, we'll wrap it with this. If my mom did this for me, I would literally cry tears of joy. Guys, it's been a while, let me tell you.
Man.
Right.
So basically, her mom paid this guy $100 a night. He takes the money and ends up having sex with her.
So that's just prostitution.
Right.
But, I mean, hey, what do I know? I don't know the ins and outs of the prostitution laws. But
I don't either. We'll have to get a hold of Naya's mom and see if she's accepting applications.
Not you sending yours in.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.